constantly risking absurdity and death whenever he performs above the heads of his audience. The poet, like an acrobat, climbs on rhyme to a high wire of his own making, and balancing on high beams above a sea of faces, paces his way to the other side of day, performing entrechats and sleight of foot tricks and other high theatrics, and all without mistaking anything for what it may not be. For he's the super realist who must perforce perceive taught truth before the taking of each stance or step in his supposed advance toward that still higher place where beauty stands and waits with gravity to start her death-defying leap. And he, a little Charlie Chaplin man, who may or may not catch her fair eternal form, spread-eagled in the empty air of existence.